All right, friends, as you are heading back to your seats, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Hello. Oh, there we are. Good morning. How's everybody today? Wow, so fun to see y'all. Have you guys ever lost anything? Yes. And how does that make you feel when you lose something? Sad. And did you find whatever you lost? Sometimes we find it, yeah. Well, today I wanted to have you imagine that you have a beautiful, precious jewel. Just pretend you have one in your hand, a beautiful, precious jewel. And that jewel means everything to you, and you treasure it. If you were to lose that, you would be sad, or who knows how you would feel. But you have this precious jewel, and that jewel is your life. And you know that God gave you that jewel. Well, what if Jesus wanted that jewel back from you? Would you give it to Jesus? Yes. Yeah, because we want to do what Jesus wants for us, right? So what if I told you, you give that jewel back to Jesus, and in return, he gives you a crown of jewels in heaven? Does that sound pretty sweet? Yes. And so that's kind of how it is when we decide to give our lives to Jesus. I'm going to read to you a scripture from the second gospel in the Bible, which is the second book. It's the second gospel. Starts with an M. Is it Matthew? Mark. Thank you, Luce. You said it. So the book of Mark. Jesus once said, if you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will find true life. Mark 8:35. So the jewel that you treasure and want to keep is your life and the plans for your future. Your life is very special and unique, and each one of you shines like a jewel. Jesus asks us to live for him and to give up our lives for him. But when we lose our lives to Jesus, what do we find? We find that Jesus gives back to us a life full of joy and love and thankfulness. For a single jewel, we have been given a splendid crown of many jewels. When you give your life to Jesus, it's not losing, it's gaining. So let's put our hands together and pray, and we'll close our eyes and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, we return to you what you have first given us. Use our lives to help others and tell people about your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Awesome. We are going to go to the back with Miss Amy and Kyle.